This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Thursday, here we are. Good morning, Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy, otherwise known as Team.
Yes.
The Team.
That's me. Not
all
the
right.
Team. Yeah.
We love it. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Republicans hold the House majority. Come on, you have the House, you have the Senate. You got Donald Trump. And simply put, here's what I say to the Republicans in power. Don't screw it up.
Good advice.
And simple. Yeah. And straightforward.
Because they've been in this position before, and they just all turned into wimps. It's like, but we don't want anybody to write anything bad about us or call us something. Or I'm like, man, come on. That's why we sent you there.
Just when we thought it was safe to go, at least we got rid of Mitch McConnell. I never really liked that guy.
You're going to miss doing that.
So what do we got? Two of his major butt kisses. One on the left cheek, one on the right cheek.
Yeah.
You got John Thune. You got John Cornyn.
Yeah.
And so that's what we get. We get Thune when clearly the correct pick for the senators, the correct one, was Rick Scott.
Yeah.
He truly will follow through with the Trump agenda. Oh, John Thune. Yeah. Oh, he's painting a pretty picture. Oh, yeah. We're going to roll up our sleeves. We're going to do the people have spoken. We're going to do their best. Oh, shut up. Really? You're just another one of those entrenched, stiff, empty suit people. That's exactly what we don't want. And the Senate show their colors. And by the way, it should have went to Scott for this reason. Cornyn and Thune, they should have split the entrenched, you know what
so
I mean?
Going, yes.
Old school vote.
Yes.
And thereby allowing Rick Scott to cruise to victory. But no.
Okay.
Because it's, even though it's a secret ballot, all those sly buckets all get together and go, yeah, let's, what do you want to do? Where are we going to?
So you're saying it was in the bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they agreed. Okay, well, we don't want to split the vote,
right.
And we don't want Rick Scott in there because he really is a Trump guy.
Uh-huh.
It's just...
Yeah.
It is, you know, lead, follow, or get out of the way of the Trump train.
Yeah.
Now, they want to be part of it, but then, when they get a chance, all of a sudden, they'll push that train right off the rails if they get that opportunity. I don't trust them. I don't trust them. Don't trust them. I trust them even less now. All right. Important stuff going on. Radiant Credit Union with a tropical weather update in the middle of November.
No.
Yeah. All right. Here's the dealio as I have it. These are 7 a.m. numbers. I was waiting for them to come out for you, give you the latest information. So you've got this, you know, center, this tropical depression. It is going to be a tropical storm anytime now. And that's just simply because you've got winds at 35 miles an hour sustained. It's 39 is when it, where it actually becomes a tropical storm. So this thing is forming. It is just north of Honduras right now. And it's traveling west at 15 miles an hour. So that's mostly away from Florida.
But
And then it's gonna roll right across, they think, the Yucatan Peninsula, the very, you know, southern tip of Mexico.
Right.
Now that should do damage to it as far as strength. But they're saying, yeah, not necessarily. And then by Tuesday, early Tuesday, this thing is going to be past the Yucatan Peninsula in the super warm waters of the Western Caribbean. And then they fear it could turn into something real. And some of the spaghetti models have it coming in our general direction.
I don't like it coming our general direction.
I don't like it going anywhere.
Well, no, there's that. We don't wish it on anybody else, but we've had our share this season already.
Yeah.
In the fall.
Doesn't it understand? The snowbirds move south this time of year. So your hurricane should stay south this time of year.
Yeah.
But bucking the trend. But we'll stay on top of it because it's what we do. Now, again, bottom line is you have absolutely nothing to worry about Tuesday. And Tuesday you don't have to worry. But Tuesday, once it hits open water, we'll have a much better picture of where it may be going, how strong it may become. So that's sort of in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get all worried and don't get all fixated on the Weather Channel and where's old Cantori going to be.
Right.
No, don't do it. And stay off Facebook. Don't be pushing it on Facebook, people. No.
The fake stuff's out there, too. Don't do that.
But now, Tuesday afternoon, then we can take a look at it and see what's what.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
We just don't need the yard messed up a week before Thanksgiving. I'm trying to get things together. I was out power washing yesterday.
Always perspective.
Yes.
You know, people could die.
Yeah.
Craig's like, is my lawn going to look bad at Thanksgiving when people are coming over? That's what I want to know. That's what I need to do.
Priorities, Bob.
Okay.
Priorities.
No, I got you. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I got you.
House has to be clean. Lawn's got to look good.
Hey, Tulsi Gabbard. We had a very strong feeling that she would be in the mix. Mm-hmm. I believe, what was it? Was it that somebody called up and wanted Tulsi to be the pick instead of Radcliffe, was it? Was it
Pete? Was it with the Pentagon?
Yeah, maybe
that's
that. Yes. Hegseth.
Yeah.
Pete Hegseth was the choice.
I think Jerry called and mentioned her for that one yesterday.
Okay.
But, and we were kind of wondering, well, where is she going to land? Well, I mean, she's part of the team.
And
where is she going to be?
And here you have it. President-elect Trump announced just yesterday that he has selected former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard out of Hawaii to serve as his Director of National Intelligence, DNI. Press release came out from the team, praised Gabbard as having fought for the United States and for the freedoms of all Americans. Quote, I am pleased to announce that former Congresswoman Lieutenant Colonel Tulsi Gabbard will serve as a Director of National Intelligence. For over two decades, Tulsi has fought for our country and the freedoms of all Americans. As a former candidate for the Democrat presidential nomination, she has broad support in both parties. She is now a proud Republican. And Trump said, look, Gabbard's going to bring the fearless spirit that has defined her illustrious career to the intel community and would champion the American people's constitutional rights. Tulsi will make us all proud. I love it.
There you go.
I love it. She is such a great example of somebody who found a place in the Democrat Party a long time ago.
Yeah.
And really, during her very first tenure, she saw how the Democrat Party was not the Democrat Party that she was really familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
But they began moving further and further to the left, further and further, taking in the teachings of Karl Marx. And, it takes a lot for a person to realize, I'm on the wrong team. And it's because the team left her. The party left her.
Yep.
And she was smart enough and cares about America and Americans enough to where she disassociated herself with that party. And if you think that's an easy thing to do, you'd be wrong. It's very difficult to do that. Very tough thing to kind of get through, if you will. But congratulations, Tulsi Gabbard. I think it's another phenomenal pick by President-elect Trump. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here and you're up next. That's right. What's bugging you? Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control and it is coming up next. Call now.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Houthi militants,
Hamas, a reconstituted Al-Qaeda or ISIS,
Russian and Iranian arms trade,
North Korea,
China.
This is geopolitical whack-a-mole.
With so much to talk about, there's a lot that fires you up.
Now,
time to air it out. What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Thank you for supporting what we do. We appreciate it. We love your input. In fact, we'll take it right now. In a segment we call What's Bugging You? It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. Good morning, Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Well, I have to call this in now because it's not political on what makes you smile. Boy, Matt Gaetz, they got the right guy. Look what they did to Kavanaugh. Look what they did to Trump. And it's easy. They can throw sexual stuff on a guy right away. And that's what they do when you're effective. And I don't know if Gaetz is guilty or not, but if he is guilty of what they say he is, he should have been gone. They dropped that case on him or whatever for some reason. And if he's guilty, I'm not sticking up for him.
Right. No, I get where you're coming from. And as we've seen before, if we give Trump enough time, we'll end up saying, oh, Trump was right. Mm-hmm. That was a good pick. And you're right. There's nothing beneath the left to attack you. And the more conservative you are, the bigger target, apparently, you are. Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, it's kind of bugging. Well, it is bugging me. Where you have these women that are shaving their heads, they're going to divorce their husband, they're going to swear off men, but they're hoarding abortion pills and contraceptives. If you're swearing off men, why do you need an abortion pill?
Oh, bam! Nailed it, didn't you? I like it when they do the shaved head thing. That's easily identifiable. I just walk on the other side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Let's go to Vaughn. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I think I had a 2-day heads up on what was going to happen in the Senate. And all the people that I was listening to on Monday were hopeful for Rick Scott. But I forgot what show it was on Fox, and Britt Hume was on there. They asked his opinion. Right off the bat, he said, Rick Scott is a long shot. And after he said that, he said, he's not going to win.
Wow. Yeah, there's a guy that's been around the block quite a few times. And there you go. Leighton, what's bugging you?
I believe in the Pennsylvania race where Dave McCormick's at, Chuck Schumer is doing his best to steal the election away from that man. And that's probably exactly what will happen. That dirty rascal needs to go.
Yep. McCormick, I think, is the winner. But, yeah, they're playing games with it. They won't concede. The guy that McCasey, I saw him. What a crybaby. What a whiner.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
He just thinks he is should be anointed or something.
Yes.
I can't stand him. Let's go to Tom. What's bugging you?
Hey, I think the Rick Scott thing was the first thing that started to bug me, because when he didn't make it, they said, oh, okay, so this is Trump's preferred candidate. And they said, well, whatever, Trump, we're not going to give this to you. So that's point one. Now, Trump has just picked a bunch of people who I think are probably can do the job, like, you know, Pete Hegseth. And if Matt Gaetz isn't guilty, and I know this, there's an ongoing thing in Congress right now with him, if he's not guilty, then I guess he was an interesting pick. But if he's Trump's setting himself up for a bunch of people who aren't going to be able to get through Senate. So right off the bat, when they didn't get in Scott, the other I know were anti-Trump guys. So we've got the King was the left anti-Trump senator who they have right now, who's going to be in charge of okaying all of Trump's picks.
Yep. Yep, you're absolutely right. And that's how they play the game in Washington, D.C. Kaffir Carroll, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is that regarding the allegations against Matt Gaetz, I thought there was a fund in the Congress that like kind of hushes up those kind of sexual allegations. And Senator Grassley is looking into that. It's, I think, the OIG fund. And if I remember right, it was something like $91 million or something was spent on covering up these sexual allegations in Congress.
Yeah, no, you are correct. What happened there, and that's another reason why they think the fix might have been in to attack him unfairly.
No, it's the OMG fund. Like, oh my
yeah,
goodness.
Or CYA.
Yes.
Aaron, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. You know what? Nothing's bugging me. We won the trifecta. It's a great day. You have a good one.
All right. Yeah, I wish it was that simple, but no, there's a lot of work to be done, and there's still some scallywags in there. Slim again, what's bugging you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. You know what? What's bugging me is the weather, man. They just haven't been right in so long. They're telling us we got sunshine. We go out to do some work outside, and then suddenly it's going to be raining. Oh, it's crazy. They're never right. That's what's bugging me. Thanks, guys.
They're right all the time, just not in your neighborhood. Zach, what's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me is, people need to remember that Matt Gaetz was, the scopes were aimed on him from the Department of Justice on two separate investigations. As a law enforcement officer, I can tell you that if there's anyone who has a chance of making something stick against a political figure who is so outspoken, it's DOJ. And then the second thing that's bugging me is, you know, Kevin McCarthy is the one that got ticked off when he was ousted. So that means that still his minions are pulling strings even after he's gone. And everybody needs to wake up to the fact that there is a lot of dirt that this broom's got to sweep out. And I think the pick may be because of that reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm starting to agree. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg, calling live from the Magic Kingdom Walt Disney World. What's bugging me is the way the mainstream media talking heads are treating Pete Hegseth. They seem to just look at his time on Fox, and they seem to forget all the other things. These people who've never probably lifted a rifle or done any military service in their lives, they're just tearing him apart, and that's stupid. He's an excellent choice for Defense Secretary. Thanks, guys.
Well said. And look for Walt's frozen head. It's under there somewhere. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Gun Owners of America. Our friend Luis Valdez, get his take on that Senate leadership pick. That's coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, borders are...
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor.
The transition that's so smooth.
24/7. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Right now it's 7:34. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The Republicans now got the House majority locked up. Got the Senate.
Yep.
Got the executive branch, President Trump.
But now what are they going to do, Bob? What are they going to do?
They're going to hopefully not screw it up. Hopefully. Look, we know that there's... How do I phrase this in such a way? I want to explain the people that are so-called Republicans that most of them are going to pretend like they're with the Trump agenda because he does have momentum. The people have spoken. When you win the Electoral College and you win the popular vote, the people have spoken. After all of the things that Trump and his family have been put through, and he just doesn't just win, he wins big. The people, again, have spoken. And we don't want a Liz Cheney. We don't want a Mitt Romney. We don't want any of those go-along-to-get-along, lifetime-entrenched lawmakers. We don't want them. And they are there. They're in the House. They're in the Senate. And they're going to say things, oh, yeah, go, Trump, go. And they're lying. Like John Thune, got the choice of the Senate to be their leader. I think he's one of them. I think Cornyn's one of them. For lack of a better term, they're wussified Republicans. They're not the real deal. They're not what we want and what we need at this juncture. There's a lot of hard work that needs to be done. And the sooner things begin to happen, the better. And these people are in roles and positions still that, you know, they can slow down the process a little bit here and a little bit there. And it will make a difference. We'll try to stay on top of it and out these people every time they do that kind of a thing. I mean, look, you look at John Thune. He was against Trump from the get-go. He was against him. He thought he should drop out of the race after that Access Hollywood thing came out. Okay. All right. That's your opinion. What do the people think? Well, the people nominated Donald J. Trump. Oh, and then all of a sudden John Thune was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I plan to vote for Trump. Oh, okay. Then January 6th happens. And Senator Thune was like, oh, the Capitol riot, it's indefensible, you know, and Trump's role. Huh. Now, he came through when the Senate was voting on his impeachment over the incident. Thune and even Mitch McConnell and most of the Republican caucus voted not guilty. But then, in May of 23... here's Senator John Thune, this time endorsing Senator Tim Scott.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
He's a little fickle, Bob. Just a little.
Well, yeah. You know, it appears by his record, he kind of tends to be one of those anybody but Trump guys. But as soon as Trump looks like, you know, he's not going to be beaten, then all of a sudden, oh, yeah. Oh, I love me some Trump. Morning, noon, and night. Trump, Trump, Trump. Yeah, I'm not buying it. We got to keep an eye on him. Rick Scott was the pick if you wanted to push the Trump agenda. Cornyn and Thune, not. They'll say the right things, especially now. Little honeymoon period, little schmooze, those pat on the backs that are there. You don't see the knives. All you see is the pat on the back. Don't trust them. Look, most politicians. You know, they suck to begin with. We just hope that there's enough Republicans that suck less to where we can keep this constitutional republic somewhat healthy, get back on a good track. That's what I hope for. And I think that Tom Homan, being the border czar, whatever his title ends up being, is obviously a huge and smart pick. Former Border Patrol chief. I'm sorry, he was in ICE.
ICE, yeah.
But the Border Patrol chief even came out. Raul Ortiz, and said that this guy's going to be a great pick. It's a tremendous step, he said, not just for the crisis that we've been dealing with for the last 2 or 3 years, but also for border security and national security. One of the things that tells me that selecting Tom Homan as the border czar means that this administration is going to take the border very seriously as their number one priority. Whether he picked Homan or not, why would you have any doubts about how serious the Trump administration is going to treat the border? They treated it in a very serious way when he was president previously. And he basically ran on that. You know, in 16, the border was huge as an issue. And he got in. And so, of course, that's going to be a priority.
Now, you wonder if the Dems and all of their, you know, self-evaluation time here, do you think it will ever hit any of them? Okay, Trump ran on the border. He won. Our guy comes in day one and turns it all around. And the border is still a problem, and it's a bigger problem, and there's the influx in cities all across America. Maybe we got that wrong. Trump comes back, runs on the border. Guess what? He's back in office.
Yeah, it is. Our, you know, as any elected representative in any position, whether, you know, you're a governor or a mayor or a congress, you know, person or whatever, aren't you supposed to be representing the people, the constituents? And it doesn't appear they are, because if you look at polls, illegal immigration was, you know, unacceptable to the vast majority of Americans. You can talk about legal immigration. You could talk about, you know, making that more serviceable, I guess. But nobody was happy with illegal immigration except some politicians. Yeah. Are they going to see the writing on the proverbial wall? Are they going to finish the wall? If Trump has his way, of course they will. Another interesting thing related to President-elect Trump. Joe Biden. I've never seen him smile so much.
You're right.
Joe is like, if I could read the room, if I'm in there. Okay. It went something like this, you know, off microphone. Donald, I'm glad you won. I can't stand that. And what they did to me was wrong. And you know, I was forced to push a lot of this lefty stuff. You know that, right? You know I don't write my own speeches. So when I called you names, I apologize. But you know, I'm only capable of really reading the words at this point, as you know. But even with my diminished capabilities, you and I both know that I would have been better than Kamala, right? And Trump's like, yeah. Well, it's a pretty low bar, Joe, but yeah. He was all smiles, Joe Biden, welcoming Hitler right into the belly of the beast.
Yeah.
Inviting him in. Shaking hands with him, making nice with him. And then they spoke privately for, what's the report I got? I think it was around 2 hours.
2 hours, yeah.
2 hours.
That's a lot of talking going on.
One is the president. One is the president-elect. If these two people hate each other, would they really shoot the breeze for 2 hours?
It's a long time.
It would go more like this. Yeah, there's a lot of loose ends. Appreciate any help you can give me with a transition. Biden be like, yeah, of course, I want it to go smoothly too. But, you know, let's let our people handle it. And, you know, Biden would look at his watch and he'd say, yeah, I got an appointment. And Trump would say, another nap. And he didn't, And that they would go their separate ways. And that would be about 15 minutes long. But no, when they're together for 2 hours.
There's a lot of talking.
Yeah.
A lot of topics.
You wouldn't spend 2 hours with somebody you couldn't stand when you have the power and the ability to walk away.
Yeah, right.
Remember, remember when the roles were reversed, Trump didn't even show up for any sort of transition, handshaking, smiling. He's like, oh, no. No, I'm not going to shake hands with the guy who represents the party that stole the election. No. You know? So very, very, I don't know, very interesting. And here's how Breitbart sees it. President Joe Biden welcomed President-elect Donald Trump back to the White House Wednesday, congratulated him on his landslide victory. Trump's historic appearance at the White House was his first visit since 2021, a visual contrast between the once two bitter political rivals over the past 5 years. Well, Mr. President-elect and former President Donald, congratulations, Biden says he shook Trump's hand. Thank you. Trump replied. Looking forward to having, like we said, a smooth transition, Biden added. Do everything we can to make sure that you're accommodated. We're going to get a chance to talk to us on that very day. Welcome back, Biden. Does not sound like he was speaking to somebody that has been called Hitler and a fascist and all the other things. Because now we know that was all political propaganda.
And they know that.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
Well, most of them do. It is 7:45. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And boy, oh boy, there's plenty more to talk about. 97.3 The Sky. Tropical weather update in the middle of November. Yes, it is true. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:51, 9 minutes until 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Thank you for supporting what we do. Republicans holding the House majority and more appointments. And one of them, Matt Gaetz, controversial. We'll talk about that in just moments. I want to remind you also that the Bob Rose Show podcast is available to you wherever you normally download your podcast. You can also do it through the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You simply click on subscribe, and there you have it. All right. Can you believe it? Tropical weather. Yeah. We got to keep an eye on this. We have a tropical depression. It is Tropical Depression 19. Hey, 19. Is what Steely Dan would say.
They would. They did.
In fact, they did. You're right. This thing's packing winds 35 miles an hour, moving west at 15 miles an hour. Thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union for this tropical weather update. I'll give you the quick dealio. The storm is supposed to move across the Yucatan Peninsula. Normally, that would knock down and kind of weaken a storm. May or may not be the case, but it's going to hit open water early Tuesday. We'll have a much better idea what's going on then, and then we can look at some of the tracks and spaghetti models. Right now, they're all over the place. But yes, some of them do come in Florida's direction. So we will. We'll keep an eye on it. But I guess my point here is this will absolutely not affect any of your weekend plans. So plan away.
Have fun.
Enjoy away. It's going to be a little cooler. It might be perfect for, like, I don't know, fall festival.
Yeah.
And there's several of them going on, but one is happening Saturday at the VFW on Waldo Road, the one with the tank out front. They're going to have vendors selling, trading, yard sale items, plants, baked goods, new and used clothing, crystals, jewelry, collectibles. They're also going to have a chili cook-off, tasting at noon, judging at 1, food trucks, live music, bounce house, face painting, petting zoo, and a raffle. So way to go. Support your local VFW. And that is Saturday from 9 until 3.
Sounds fun.
So enjoy. Yeah, don't change your weekend plans. Note to self. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Especially if you're 99 years old.
Okay. Keep that in mind.
Actor Dick Van Dyke. When I say that name, I conjure up these great comedic images.
Oh, yeah.
And they go way back, you know? And then, of course, on TV, there was Robin Laura.
Absolutely.
Petrie.
Yeah,
Robin Laura Petrie slept in separate little beds. They were not TV. It was like,
Not yet. No.
But then when the kid came along, I don't know how they explained that.
Don't want to know.
Yeah.
Probably in a Petri dish.
That's line of the day, off the cuff. Should we admit we didn't practice that bit? Because we don't want to get in trouble with the boss.
True.
Dick Van Dyke, we think of him in those terms. And that's fine. That's part of his legacy. But he also turned, lefty weirdo like a lot of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Well, he's also turning 99 next month. And he suggested he would happily not be around to see the next 4 years under President-elect Donald Trump's second term in the White House. Unlike many in Hollywood who said, I'm moving away, I'm leaving for Canada, I'm doing that, which they never followed through with.
Never.
If you're turning 99 and you specifically say, I am happy that I won't be around to see the next 4 years.
Odds are in your favor, that's what's going to happen, yeah.
Yeah.
The odds are against you.
And Dick Van Dyke suffers from what many on the left do, Trump derangement syndrome.
Yes, he does.
And you know, coming up in January, I believe that will be officially listed. NIH, CDC are going to be in agreement that that is a syndrome and a disease.
It should be.
Of the brain.
It should be.
Yeah.
It's contagious, spreads.
Ugly, nasty, smelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is like in your mind, your ability to think is clouded with carbuncles.
Look the word up.
Sorry.
Look, or listen to the podcast from a few days ago.
Yeah. And he said, he's grateful that he won't be alive to experience the 45th president's second term.
I hope he lives long enough to enjoy every minute of it.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Only wanting the best for him, of course.
Well, you know, look, sometimes you got to take your medicine.
Yes.
Oh, you know what'll help the medicine go down, right?
What's that?
A spoonful of sugar.
Oh.
Helps the medicine go down.
Yeah. I like that.
Man, do I have a great memory or what?
Or what?
Really? No, I think I do.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Not for important things. But
no, but frivolous, yeah.
Gun owners of America, Luis Valdez, our Florida rep who connects with us on a regular basis, is soon better than Rick Scott. I want to get his thoughts on it in terms of the Second Amendment, etc. And we will talk to him in minutes. 97.3 The Sky.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.